Welcome to another deep dive with us. You know, we love to take a closer look at all sorts of fascinating topics, and today we're going to explore Surya, the Hindu solar deity.
Sounds bright.
I know, right?
Yeah.
You're interested in his cosmic significance and all the symbolism around him, and also how he shows up in things like Hindu rituals and Ayurveda. And we've got some great sources lined up for this too, some really interesting historical and religious texts. I'm excited to dive in.
Yeah, me too. And you know, it's pretty amazing how the ancient Indians had this really well-developed understanding of time and math and the whole cosmos, and they really brought all these ideas together in a pretty seamless way. Like, for example, think about their understanding of these huge numbers.
Oh yeah. I was blown away when I learned that they actually had names for numbers as big as 10 to the power of 50. Like, try to wrap your head around that. It really makes you think about how they perceive time right. These vast cosmic cycles, especially when you picture Surya and his chariot constantly moving across the sky. What do you think about that connection?
Well, it's a super interesting thought for sure. I mean, that chariot with its constant journey across the sky, you know, it could totally be seen as like a representation of time itself. It's like maybe each rotation of the chariot wheel symbolizes one of these huge cosmic cycles, something way beyond how we normally think about time.
I love that. And that makes me think about the seven horses that are pulling Surya's chariots. They symbolize the seven colors of the rainbow and the 7 days of the week, which adds another layer to this idea of Surya's journey through time.
You got it. Surya's journey isn't just a daily trip across the sky. It's this never-ending trip through time itself. And those seven horses, they really embody the cyclical nature of time, which is a really, really central concept in Hindu thought.
Totally. And it's not just the horses that connect Surya to this grand cosmic order. His family lineage is also important, right? His father, Kasyapa, is this well-respected Vedic sage who embodies wisdom and knowledge. And then his mother, Aditi, she actually personifies infinity. This is quite a setup for Surya, wouldn't you say?
Oh, for sure. I mean, having parents who represent wisdom, knowledge, and infinity, it definitely sets the stage for Surya's role as the source of light and energy. And it's not just in a physical sense either, but also in a philosophical and spiritual way. This connection to knowledge and enlightenment is key to understanding how Hindus see Surya.
It's just so interesting to me how this concept of light as a symbol for knowledge is woven into Hindu beliefs. Surya, as the source of all light, becomes this powerful representation of higher knowledge, guiding us towards this self-realization.
Exactly. And this goes beyond just abstract philosophy, too. It shows up in tangible ways in Hindu life, influencing their rituals and practices. Like, one example is the Gayatri Mantra, a super important hymn dedicated to
spirituality. Oh, yeah, the Gayatri Mantra.
Yeah.
That's right. It's chanted every day by tons of Hindus who call on Surya's light for spiritual illumination and guidance.
It's a beautiful example of how Surya's light, representing that knowledge and enlightenment, is used to help people gain a deeper understanding of themselves and the universe. It's a really powerful practice.
It is. And then there's Ayurveda, this whole system of medicine with its roots in those Vedic traditions.
Yeah.
Surya's a major player there too, isn't he?
He is, definitely. Ayurveda recognizes how important sunlight is to our well-being. It's seen as this vital life force for health and vitality. And it's not just symbolic. I thought sunlight is actually used in Ayurvedic practices for healing.
So it's not just about light in a metaphorical sense. There's a real practical application too, you know, like how people sunbathe for vitamin D or even use sunlight to treat certain skin conditions.
Mm-hmm.
It's a direct connection between Surya as the life giver and these ancient healing practices that have been around for centuries.
Absolutely. And it's fascinating how even Mughal architecture incorporated these symbolic elements from all kinds of traditions, including Hinduism.
Oh, right. You mentioned Emperor Babur's Garden of Victory near Fatehpur Sikri, which was actually named Shukri, meaning thanks. It was built to celebrate his victory in battle, and it had this amazing lake.
Mm.
Do you think that abundance could be interpreted as a blessing from Surya?
It's totally possible. I mean, that lake in the Garden of Victory, it could very well symbolize Surya's favor. And, you know, this shows how his influence reached beyond just religious practices into all sorts of aspects of daily life, even in the Mughal era.
Yeah, it really shows how Surya's influence was everywhere. You know, it wasn't just temples and rituals, it was gratitude and even just appreciating nature's abundance.
I know, it's amazing how these ancient beliefs had this real tangible presence in the world. And speaking of tangible representations, we can't forget about the images that are often associated with Surya. He's frequently shown with lotus flowers, which are these powerful symbols of purity emerging from darkness.
Right, the lotus flower is a perfect fit with Surya's role. Just like the lotus grows from the mud but stays clean and reaches for the light, Surya represents that potential for enlightenment to come out of ignorance. His light helps us grow spiritually. It's like a powerful reminder that even when things are tough, there's always that possibility for growth and change. This imagery just adds another layer to understanding Surya as a life giver and a source of enlightenment. But that's not the only symbolism, right? What about the chariot, the seven horses, his crown? Are there other ways to interpret those elements?
It's a great question. Surya's iconography is so rich with symbolism. Like, his chariot could represent the soul's journey through life, and those seven horses could be the senses pulling us through all these different experiences. And his radiant crown, well, that could stand for the illumination of knowledge and wisdom.
It's fascinating how every detail adds to the richness and complexity of Surya's representation. And these interpretations aren't set in stone, are they? Different people can find different meanings that resonate with them and their experiences.
Exactly. That's the beauty of mythology. You know, it's a personal journey of discovery. There's no single right answer. Everybody can connect with these ancient stories and symbols in their own way.
You know, I'm curious about something. We've talked about how Surya influences rituals in Ayurveda, but are there any specific stories or myths that really emphasize his role as a life giver and a source of enlightenment?
Oh, there are tons of stories in Hindu mythology that highlight Surya's significance. There's one about Hanuman, the monkey god, who mistakes the sun for a piece of fruit and tries to eat it.
Oh, wow.
It's a great story because it shows how powerful Surya is, and it also reminds us how vital he is for sustaining life.
I love that example. It's like even the gods, like Hanuman, recognize Surya's importance. And I think that really says a lot about his place in Hindu cosmology.
For sure. Surya is not some distant deity. He's a force that affects everything, the cosmos, human life, even the spiritual realm. His stories aren't just fun to hear, they teach us about how everything's connected.
I'm honestly blown away by how deep and complex Surya's symbolism is and all the different roles he plays in Hindu mythology. It's been super enlightening so far.
It has, and it reminds us that learning about mythology is a process that never ends. There's always more to learn, another layer to uncover.
And speaking of uncovering those layers, is there anything else you think our listeners should think about as they learn more about Surya?
You know, I'd encourage them to look closer at the rituals and practices associated with Surya. How do people worship him in different parts of the world and in different traditions? What are the unique aspects of his iconography and symbolism?
Yeah, that's a great idea. It's so easy to just focus on the big picture, you know, the cosmic stuff. But understanding how people actually experience Surya and the specific things they do to honor him, that adds a whole other level of understanding. It's like you're looking at the whole forest and then you zoom in to appreciate each individual tree.
That's a perfect way to put it. And just like those trees, every original tradition or practice has its own unique beauty and wisdom. It's by exploring this diversity that we really get a much deeper and richer understanding of Surya's place in Hinduism.
Okay, so to kind of wrap things up, we've covered Surya's role as the source of light and energy in the cosmos. We looked at the symbolism of his chariot with those seven horses and his divine family, and we even explored how his presence shows up in Hindu rituals and Ayurvedic traditions. That was quite a journey.
It really was, and I hope everyone listening feels inspired to keep learning more. Remember, every time you see a ray of sunlight or a sunrise, it can be a reminder of Surya's presence and his profound impact on us.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much for guiding us through this deep dive into Surya's world. It's been a pleasure learning from you.
The pleasure was all mine. I always love sharing the fascinating world of Hindu mythology and its timeless wisdom.
And everyone listening, thank you so much for joining us on this journey. We hope you enjoyed learning about Surya, the solar deity and life giver. Until next time, keep exploring, keep asking questions, and keep that curiosity burning bright.
Yes, the world of mythology is vast and full of wonder, just waiting to be discovered.
This has been The Deep Dive. We'll see you next time for another fascinating exploration.